Deixem dit Jesus, com eis, et venit Nazaré, et erat subditus ilis. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all creatures on earth. O Christ, Redeemer of our race, and brightness of your Abba's face, of whom and with whomever one, ere times and seasons had begun. You are the very light from light, unfailing hope in darkest night. Hear now the prayers your people pray, the wide world o'er this blessed day. Remember, Lord of life and grace, how once in love you saved our race, and did our human flesh assume in Mary Virgin Mother womb. Your Abba's love sent you to come, to call us wayward children home. On earth let joy and praises ring, as with the saints your birth we sing. All glory then we sing to you, the promised one the Virgin bore, to Abba and the Spirit blessed, the three in one forevermore. Amen. On the third day they found Jesus in the temple, seated in the midst of the doctors, listening and asking them questions. Adonai, to the one who will reign, come and be my companion. We will undo selfishness and sin. The Spirit will bring from Zion the power and strength to save, love changing foes into friends. Precious from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The promise holds true forever. Your ministry is loving kindness, a priest like Melchizedek of old. Companions of the Most High are ready to liberate all who suffer from evil. The one who calls us to justice invites us to join in the struggle, enlightening all who are unaware of the truth. Drink from streams of living water. Lift up your head and celebrate the feast. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. On the third day they found Jesus in the temple, seated in the midst of the doctors, listening and asking them questions. Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth. I will thank Adonai with all my heart, wherever the just meet or assemble. Great are your works, O my God, a delight to explore and ponder. Your creation is majestic and glorious. Your justice remains forever. Who can forget your wonders, filled with compassion and love? You give food to all the faithful, ever mindful of your sacred covenant. You revealed your strength to this people by giving them land among the nations. You rule with justice and truth. Your decrees are helpful and certain. Each law reveals you can be trusted and can be lived with faith and assurance. Adonai has delivered this people and established a covenant forever. Your holy name fills us with awe. Reverence for the Holy One is the beginning of wisdom. Wise are those who know how to live it. Praise Adonai forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth. Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and everyone. Lord Jesus, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and everyone.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. God has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of the divine will, according to the purpose set forth in Christ Jesus. The plan for the fullness of time is to unite all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Here are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Here are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Abba and from the Lord. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Here are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Why did you look for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Abba's house? My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Why did you look for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Abba's house?
Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God, full of grace and truth, hear our prayer. You are the word of your Abba. Reveal God to us today. Through you, all creation came into being. Awaken our wonder and awe today. You are the light that shines in the darkness. Enlighten us today. You have come into the midst of your own. Help us recognize you today. You give us the power to be children of God. Make us live as brothers and sisters today. You became flesh and set up a dwelling among us. Stay with us today. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of endless love and compassion, when you touch our hearts, we open our lives and our homes to create a great diversity of families. May this feast of the Holy Family of Nazareth on this fifth day of Christmas strengthen our resolve to love each other deeply and to welcome into our circle of concern those excluded from their own families, those oppressed by injustice, and those whose lives are threatened by poverty, violence, or war. We ask this in the name of your incarnate Word, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the birth of our God and Savior Jesus Christ bring all humanity to salvation. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.